If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Boy, it's High Society Radio.
Live from the Vice Party?
Don't you laugh at me. Don't you bring that up.
I'm Chris Pepperhicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
It's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. MoreLikeRadio.com on NewTownRadio.com. Home of Cock Talk and us.
And Tiger Scout Radio.
What and about Tiger those? Scout Radio, our dogs. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Our Patreon account. Plugged by Jimmy Olsen's Blues, nice. Who we gave a big shout-out to last week. Patreon.com/High Society Radio. I think we're going to be recording some exclusive content for that over the week of the last 2 weeks of the year. Brain isn't working.
Nice. I'm brain isn't working. Record content.
You're talking better than I am right now. All right.
Well, I mean, we're pretty fucked up at this Vice Party, live from the Vice Party. 20th anniversary party.
See.
I just saw Scarlett Johansson singing on stage. It was crazy. Ghostface is here.
Damn it. Why are you rubbing it in my face? Vice last week had their 20th anniversary party at the Brooklyn Naval Yards.
Yeah. Navy Yards?
Navy Yards. I'm not speaking correctly today. I think my brain's about to ooze out the side of my ear.
Yeah.
So I think from what I heard, they announced it on a Thursday, December 4th. For a December 5th Friday party.
That's how you know you fucking big. They probably had the talent lined up, though.
Look at the Andrew WK open and closed.
I know, nice. Dude. God damn it. Andrew WK, Action Bronson, The Black Lips, The Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Pussy Riot was there.
Fucking love the
Ghostface
Yeah Yeah
Yeahs. Ghostface
and Raekwon. Ghostface and Raekwon were there. Jonah Hill covered some Drake songs. Well, Spike Jonze played guitar to accompany him, which is just the most bizarre thing ever.
That sounds fantastic.
Scarlett Johansson covered, I think, a New Order song. It was open bar.
You expect that, an event like that. Much money. They make HBO money, right?
They got that HBO money. You're right.
They're
worth like $2 billion or something at this point.
Get the fuck what?
Yeah, they got $2 billion valuation.
Great writers over there. Very good writers over there and shit.
From what I hear, they pay their people nothing.
That's how you fucking worth $2 billion.
I, in your face, Vice, got you. Or in your face, Vice employees. I'm not sure who we were making fun of there. So that was a big Vice party last Friday. And tried my damnedest to get in.
And yeah, I was, you took over
you couldn't
our Twitter
fucking
account.
Get in?
I was pretty drunk when I was posting things on that Twitter account.
What?
Nope, couldn't get in. Couldn't get in. Wasn't... No one I'm pretty sure they're no one got it. I feel like no one got into it, and it was just like friends of Vice and all the employees and friends of the employees, which you can't blame them.
Wait. How did you try to go about going into the
I
fucking
party? I tried
to
contact Vice people at Vice and got no dice.
What did you use though as like a go get them like attention?
Like I'm
grabber.
Part of Sirius XM.
Here's some pictures from the
and
party.
And they did nothing for you, huh?
No. Didn't do anything. No, I don't think, and no one could have. I don't know anyone who actually got into this thing.
This guy did.
I know that guy is, I guess, humping
It's like an inflated pool with like a little Asian child.
I think that's just another Vice party. I think like Gothamist has the a bunch of pictures from Vice. Mm. No, Village Voice. Go to villagevoice.com.
Gothamist ain't allowed in that motherfucker.
Yeah, what Gothamist did the next
Go to Vice.
What Gothamist did the next day was they just went to Instagram and like pulled a bunch of pictures off and was like, so this is what the Vice party looked like.
Damn, that's so fucking creepy. You can't get in. That's what you do and shit.
Yeah, I think their angle was like, so this is what you missed. This is what we all missed at the Vice party.
Damn.
I'll tell you one thing. There were a lot of floppy black hats from what I could see. And as we brought up on this show in the past, the floppy black hat is taking over New York City.
I'm looking at this photo. There doesn't seem to be a single floppy black hat.
There's floppy black hats all over the place. It's what everyone's wearing. Especially on, it was a rainy night, too.
Mm.
So everyone had their floppy black hats on. I think Floppy Hat Murder Squad. I think that's the name of the people that wear it.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It is now.
Damn, you got your ear to the streets.
My fucking ear is not ear to the streets nearly enough since I didn't get into the goddamn Vice party.
Do you know Banksy? Man, he could have got you.
I don't know Banksy, but Mr. Brainwash is...
No, I'm Banksy.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Exclusive.
I'm shocked you couldn't get
it. If you're Banksy, this is like that Colt Cabana getting CM Punk on his goddamn podcast.
Like that. I heard that. Well. I was like, oh shit. I should just let everybody know I'm Banksy.
Hey.
Why didn't you let everyone know earlier? We could have been really successful.
Now we go to the next Vice. Bro. I am really successful. I'm Banksy, you stupid fuck.
Oh, man. You know
what? I'm going to do one of these for that. Cheers to Banksy.
You know, cracking beers at the Brooklyn headquarters is totally accepted, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, I wanted to go to a Raekwon Andrew WK party.
Remember when we used to we used to go to Vice parties back in the day, and they would just give out free Colt 45.
Oh yeah,
why do we stop doing that?
That's when they were fucking part of the people.
We're morons.
No, you guys just aren't hip anymore. Ten years ago,
we could have fucking gone to the Vice parties and just met and become friends with them, and then be there with
them. We used to go to Vice parties all the time, like 10 years ago.
I know. That's what I just said, which is I was backing up your point, which you just said.
You know, back when we were like 14.
Yes, I'm mad played out. So
oh yeah, back when we were. But between middle school and high school.
It was that summer between middle school and high school before we met. It was crazy.
Oh, totally nuts, bro. Oh man, yeah, I forgot we went to those things. Yeah, they were just handing out free 24 as a Colt, right?
Yeah, it was great.
God damn it. Yeah, that's when Colt 45 was trying to rebrand themselves.
It was when went to a bunch of them that summer when Colt 45 got bought by Pabst, and then that's when they were giving out all the free Colt 45.
Yeah. I guess it didn't catch on though, because
I mean you can still get Colt 45.
Like but it's not any more than you could back in the day.
It's not the market they wanted, but hey, they still love them.
Colt 45 is definitely the malt liquor of choice.
Oh yeah,
mine. It's mine. I prefer it to St. Ives or Old English.
I used to like the flavored St. Ives. That was my shit.
Special brew.
You like your studs, don't you, buddy?
Yeah, met the man in Red Man advertising. How can you beat that?
You know you're 100% correct.
Fuck yeah. You know, it's like Billy D. Williams.
What's weird is that didn't Biggie advertise for the St. Ives Snapple? Called Crooked Eye.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
St. Ives had a beverage. It was their Snapple. It was right when Snapple was starting to come out. No, I think it was Biggie, and then Red and Meth did the St. Ives special brew.
This shit was delicious, though. Yeah. They had like berry. I think it was a blue one. It was Blue Blast or whatever.
Maybe it was Snoop did a St. Ives commercial too.
Oh yeah, he had
a.
Oh,
he became a dog. He morphed into a dog.
There you go. To be young, huh, boys?
Yeah, I guess we sound like old dicks.
Fuck it. You can't even get to the hip party anymore, son.
Hey, I didn't know anyone who got in that party. I was in some
fucking played out you are. You didn't even know the doorman, son.
I was at some random diner like 6 in the morning, and I heard someone bitching about not being able to get in. I was like, yeah, you're right. Me neither. I guess we're both losers,
You were fucking drinking your fucking black coffee looking over the racetrack scores and
shit? I was drinking a Coca-Cola and eating chicharrones, actually.
Oh nice. You like them chicharrones?
I don't know. It's pretty whacked. So I think they might have just put a bag of fucking chicharrones and charged me
$6. That's not bad.
No, it's actually terrible. I could have gone to the bodega and ate them on the goddamn street corner.
Damn, dude.
Look, this is your favorite St. Ives theme song.
Can't beat that, son.
No.
That was a hell of a summer, yo. Was that 97?
Let me look.
God damn, we're fucking old, son. This is depressing.
No, we're the young, hip, cool guys.
Not if you can't get into no Vice party. Damn.
We'll get into the next one. 30 years.
30, that's
right. Yeah, I'm thinking 25. They'll go, for, quarter century.
It's true.
But I doubt the lineup's going to be there. Oh, Lil Wayne was there.
Yeah, I seen
it. He talked a bunch of shit about Cash Money.
Did he?
Yeah.
Are they beefing now?
Yeah, I think he's trying to get out of his Cash Money contract.
Wait, is he talking shit about Birdman?
Nah, he wouldn't do that.
He flies in any weather.
That's his daddy, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, what?
Kiss
what
a man
did,
on the lips, she ain't gonna fight with him. It's called a spat.
What? What did?
It's called a quarrel.
Hey, shit.
What did baby? Was it Baby Lil Wayne says I fuck him in the pussy while I fuck him in the ass?
No, that was a baby line from a Lil Wayne song. He's like, I like to. Is that from Everybody Get Your Own? It's like, I like to hit it from the back way, fuck him in the pussy. He was just talking about DP and chicks.
Inappropriate.
Came out a little bit
had.
Wrong. Yeah. Just not the wordsmith you think they'd be in that.
I
profession.
Mean, how much money has Baby made off Lil Wayne? All of it? All of the money? Does he have all of the money?
Well, back in the day, they Cash said Money crew and all that. He made some money off of others, too. Though.
When BG had like the biggest hip-hop album.
He fucked BG.
He was paying him in heroin.
Yeah, he was fucking BG. So that boy is sick, yo. Like, he literally can't hold the job if he wanted to. The fact he can't read doesn't help either, but just being addicted to heroin is not a good time.
I don't know.
T.I. tried to help him out. That didn't work out either. I was like, fuck.
He was a heroin addict.
If T.I. can't help you, what the fuck, man?
It's true. Didn't he have a show where he was like helping?
Well, that's part of his community service. He was like, that was smart though. Like, if you're gonna be famous and do community service, why not make a reality TV?
Yeah,
like
might get paid or whatever. Yeah. And he got like a further reality show because
and
of
he was facing some serious time for alleged gun charges. Alleged.
I mean, there's a Smack DVD where he goes,
I'm never talking shit about T.I. I'm gonna stop you right there.
I'm not talking shit about T.I. I'm gonna quote T.I. right now. I may be paraphrasing a little. Back when he had beef with Lil Flip.
Oh, yeah, that leprechaun motherfucker.
You can tell who's real, who's not. Look at the charges. Look at his charges. That jump in the turnstile shit, that was 50 Cent. He's like, but T.I., there's a clip of him just going, look at my charges. Drug charge, pistol charge, drug charge, assault charge. Whoa. And it goes on for about 30 seconds of him just saying that.
Well, you know, some people like to rep their fucking degrees or what colleges their fan went to. Some motherfuckers like to, you know, big up what time they've done for what. It ain't nothing but an industry, son.
Well, he was just letting everybody know that Lil Flip is not real, and he is real.
To be fair, I never liked that nickname, Lil Flip. It sounded like he was snitching on dudes, too, if you think about it.
No, maybe he's like Lil Flip, like he flips man weight, you know?
Well, he flips a little.
That's what he was trying to... I fucking hate you.
That's a Cameron line.
I know, but still, goddamn.
I just sell a little bit of weight of cocaine. Just a little bit.
He's like, it's not too much, it's not too little.
You guys need a QP?
A little bit of enough, though.
You guys need a QP? Look, there's a girl with a floppy hat in one of the pictures, right there, right
there
in the middle,
you
dead
go.
Center.
The slash hat?
No, man. It's
it looks
different...
like a slash hat. Oh, no,
are
it's
you guys
the angle.
Curious who this black guy's winking at in this picture, right?
I'm sure a white woman. At the is it Scarlett Johansson?
I don't know. Maybe it's this chick.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Someone cooler than you because they got into the party and you didn't.
I didn't even try to go to that shit. If I wanted to, I'm pretty sure I could have gotten in.
I doubt that, dude.
I like you. I was in your Chilean story about the miners. Remember that? Nobody gave a fuck. I'm here, B. I'm here. I can pull some shit. I don't know what you guys can
scare
me with.
Let me in.
Come in with dirt like you. I literally just got out of that fucking mine. I'm in the city right now. Just want like a fucking pig in a blanket, maybe.
Definitely. Those are some delicious finger foods.
I don't even think they would do that. They got to do. They got to do some like fancy shit from other parts of the world, from like their articles. You'd think, right? It ain't regular like party food.
I think they like
a little
just
spinach
like regular...
artichoke dip. You think?
I think they'll just
dip.
Like
dip.
You're gay.
I know. That one slipped out. Now, but yeah, like a fancy shit like that. You know, whatever. Don't fucking look at me like that.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, we're thinking about doing what? Some Mystery Science Theater style movie, riff tracks, whatever you call them. There's a million names for them, but it's essentially Mystery Science Theater 3000. So I think we're going to cut a few of those and throw them up on the Patreon.
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Yeah, we talked about it.
When?
You wasn't in? Oh, you wasn't there. Oh. We were talking at the Vice party. You didn't get in.
Oh. I didn't see you guys on the Instagram.
we keep it kosher, son. We there. You just don't see us.
The gram. Listen. Call it what it is. All right? And what's our Instagram? Instagram High Society Radio on Instagram. Did you post something on there this weekend, Chris?
I did.
What did you post? I can't remember.
Some HJ burger sauce.
All right.
All right.
See? It's fun. It's fun to post objects on Instagram.
I also kept. I put a picture up of just keeping with your style of you know, bottles next to smokable things. I put a picture of a bowl and then some vintage seltzer.
What's the deal with you and vintage seltzer? You love it, don't you? How many do you have? Are those there's just the bottles and bottles of filled like, of vintage seltzer.
I don't really taste
piss.
The difference, dude. Like,
no,
it's not that great.
I don't keep. It's cheap.
Yeah, like but you could get like a good 2 liter bottle, 4 for $5 at Seed Times.
Is it flavored or is it non flavored?
He had the lemon lime one.
Sometimes I get the lemon lime, sometimes I get the regular.
Put some sugar in this, like Sprite, ain't it? You cheap motherfucker.
That's all I just,
like just get Sprite.
I just like the bubbles in the winter.
It's Voltron's favorite drink. Dated myself again there. I am old.
Damn, son. Oh, man. Are you a cop, son? That's how old you're starting to sound.
Oh, my God.
Are you a fucking cop, dude?
I did
see a video of him choking a black guy.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do what? I didn't do it. He choked a black guy. I saw
Nope.
You're not a fan of Eric Garner situation?
Johnny loves police as he gets older.
I don't hate cops as much as some people do. But that shit was straight up murder on film, son.
Do you think that he they should have gone for lesser charges? Like,
the prosecutor completely fucked that up.
Yeah.
He completely fucked that up. Why would you go for some shit you're 100% sure
he was in on it? Like, he knew they weren't going to get the murder charge?
Probably scratch my back. I'll scratch yours down the line type shit. The fucked up thing about it is they got to work together. So you put yourself in a bad position there. They got to get like a fucking, just a different kind of guy to go after the cops. In those situations and shit.
Like, like the Punisher.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That might work, too.
Imagine if the Punisher was real. There was, like, a crazy...
There's got to be
crazy
somebody
Vietnam
like that.
Vet
yeah.
Just killing criminals. That'd be awesome.
Wasn't that the fucking guy... Well, he was killing cops. The dude in PA, remember? He went all Rambo and shit a couple weeks back, about a month ago. It took him a while to find him in the woods.
I remember Chris Dorner, like, a year or two ago.
Action Jackson? Hell yeah.
There's a group called, like, the 10 Guerrilla Mafia or something that's threatening to just murder
That was NYPD fluff.
Didn't they make Wangster?
No. You don't fucking, don't fuck with those dudes.
Basically, they're saying that every cop is a Wangster.
Oh, boy.
They part some called.
They never pop nothing.
They part some called Goonit.
How about the Weather Boys? Don't.
I don't know why you call your crew Goo.
I don't fucking know who calls it.
God.
I don't think that's a real crew, son.
Goonit? Yeah, I've seen it.
What?
Goonit.
Yeah, they made Wangster.
Is it like a fucking, like a Bukkake crew or some shit? That's what it sounds
like. I guess. I wouldn't know, but there's these guys out there called Goonit that made like...
He's getting jizzed on?
In the club. And
like mad European guys?
Wangster.
That's not it at all.
Magic Stick. Goonit. All right, there's a band called Goonit that made Magic Stick. That's suspect at the very least. Jesus Christ.
A band called Goonit that made Magic Stick.
Yeah.
This show has hit a new low.
I'm just trying to point out the quirks in life, okay?
Speaking of quirky, how about that furry convention, huh?
Yeah. They got chlorine bombed.
I couldn't get in there either. First advice show, then the furry convention. I'm getting shut down everywhere. I'm feeling really shitty about myself.
I think you would make people uncomfortable.
I make people uncomfortable without a furry costume.
No, 19 people were hospitalized at the furry convention.
Yeah, now, did they do it through the air vents, or did they just fucking randomly throw, like, water balloon type shits in there with chlorine in the balloons?
Said it was in a stairwell.
Probably balloons or something.
No, it's powdered chlorine.
Wow, that shit really works like that, huh?
Ow!
Yeah.
That kind of sucks. He can barely breathe in a costume as is now.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a lifestyle.
How would you know? You a furry?
I wish. That's the fucking lifestyle I'd like to partake in.
So why don't you just do it?
I feel weird going to like a fucking laundromat to get it cleaned and shit. Because what you're doing in there, you got to wash that shit, right? There has to be like a professional detailer for that. You're jizzing inside of it or on it or whatever. I don't know. Seems like an expensive fucking kind of vice. Whips chains, probably. Better off. Oh.
What? Than being a furry?
Yeah.
You just need one costume. Yeah, I doubt they wash it very often.
Nah, you gotta wash it.
I bet they wash them.
Yeah, you can't go to the convention with fucking crud on your shit.
It's about the anonymity. There's less anonymity with the leather chains and stuff.
No, I think the furries, I think they really care about their costumes, so I bet they keep them in like tip-top shape. They can't be cheap, these furry costumes.
Nah. You're looking at least minimum $300. And that's going cheap.
Shitty one, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the real shitty one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Oh,
yeah. But if you're just trying to go get some anonymous, like, poon. Like,
anonymous. That's like 4chan.
Exactly. It's the same thing. Did you see the meeting? There's one of the guys from Anonymous met with a member of the KKK to squash their beef in a diner.
What?
Okay.
That was a video going around.
That can't be fucking real. Are you serious?
Some guy just said he was part of Anonymous. And
sat with the KKK to squash any beef. I guess because the KKK is trying to recruit everybody
now. I've found myself reading 4chan more now. Is that good or bad?
I think that makes you a misogynistic, homophobic, racist. I think I read that somewhere on the internet.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone on 4chan is... So hey, look.
There's a guy from the KKK.
Okay.
Oh.
And here's a video of him meeting with a guy who's clearly an anonymous.
He only accepted him because he's got the white face on. He's like, yo, you can't get whiter than that, brother.
He's wearing one of those masks.
Guy Fawkes mask, right?
Yeah. Damn.
Look. 4chan's responsible for one of the greatest t-shirts ever, the 420, and I quote, 420 blaze it faggot shirt. Okay?
What the fuck?
Oh, that's who made that?
I think so. Yeah. Show it for Johnny, like blow it up on the screen just so we remember. I sent this to you once when I was like really high. I forgot to mention this. If you just search Google, it comes up like image search.
Okay.
So instead of going to the Vice party, I went out for a nosh and some drinks with some friends. Oh,
that's
right?
Nice.
And
should do a lot of that lately.
What's that supposed to
mean? That's good. Nah, me and Chris are fine where we at in life.
Thanks
fine.
For the invite. Yeah,
you're at work.
I wasn't at work.
Trust me,
on
he can
Friday?
Eat whatever he wants.
Oh yeah, I was at work on Friday.
He would have left to hang.
There. All right. So.
It was this one. But
yeah,
it said something
I've seen
different.
It.
No, that's not it, bro.
It's this one.
Hmm?
So I was having a nosh,
yeah,
having a couple cocktails.
Yeah.
And I'm in the restaurant, and we're near the door, so I'm like, I'm just gonna spark up this PAX vaporizer because I've smoked it. I've just been smoking
in
it
the
everywhere.
Fucking
I started smoking it in the restaurant.
Oh, God damn.
I guess that's disrespectful to the establishment.
I'd smack the shit out of you. That was my spot.
It's a vaporizer.
Don't matter. It's fucking smoking air, right?
No one was sitting around us.
No, sir.
You got thrown out?
No, but this is the funny part. We're sitting there, hit the vaporizer a few times, put it away, and then the hostess, now it's
how white of you?
Myself. And there's one black man at the table that we're with.
Mm-hmm.
The hostess goes directly to him, even though they saw me smoking the vaporizer.
Oh, yeah, that's some bullshit.
And they were giving him shit specifically.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
Ferguson, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, damn. That's some real shit right there.
So then I went outside and then smoked the vaporizer.
Did
there.
You at least apologize and say, no, it was
I didn't
I.
say a word. I was just staring and laughing at the situation.
You
like,
are
this is
a
ridiculous.
Piece of shit.
Why?
If not to us, to your upper class fucking no crust friends and shit, you're a piece of shit. Are these the same friends from the fucking Friendsgiving? That's your little clique now, right?
There are
that's
a couple
who you're
of people
with?
From Friendsgiving, yeah.
Hey, you see this shit, son?
Oh, man.
That's just the fucking crew. Y'all knitting sweaters. Y'all gonna have a crazy sweater party for Christmas?
An ugly sweater party? Oh,
I'm not going to an ugly sweater party.
You're throwing it, right, you motherfucker?
You're definitely gonna go to an ugly sweater party.
Oh, boy.
He's going to, like, an ugly cat sweater party.
Ugh.
Cats! You heard Grumpy Cat is worth $100 million? He's made $100 million
for he did
owner.
Host Raw. I'm pretty sure that helped
did
his fucking... Yeah, it hosted Raw. It was so fucking terrible.
It was also, I watched its movie. It was like Grumpy Cat Saves Christmas.
Yeah,
or something
with the
effect.
Aubrey Plaza. Damn, yeah, that career. I guess they must have paid a lot of money to do that.
$14.
I saw that shit. I was like, no shit. It actually got a movie. Does the cat have Down syndrome?
I don't know. It's
have you
an
seen
ugly cat.
It? No, man. It makes like weird Down syndrome-y faces.
It has some. It has like something wrong with it. In the
face. You can kind of hey, it's worth $100 million. It can't be
but
that fucking
it's like
old.
The face of Friskies now.
Oh, God. Yo, what are we?
It sells man
don't
merch.
Don't you have a cat?
It was at South by Southwest.
Celebrity cats are very odd things to have.
I think that it's a great thing to have.
Well, it's a great thing to own a celebrity cat, but yeah, it's but odd it's all that the a cat has become a celebrity worth $100 million.
Think about that. An animal's worth more than you.
Have you seen Grumpy Cat? I mean, it's adorable.
It's not adorable. It looks like it needs to be put out its fucking misery, actually.
It does look really sad all the
it's
time.
It's like, damn.
It looks grumpy. It's like what it's called. It's a perfect name for it.
I'm going to throw this can at you once I'm finished with it.
And I'll return it for 5 cents later.
Oh,
so thank
God.
You for giving me that nickel, Johnny.
That's fucking, ugh.
Yeah, Grubby Cat, $100 million. My girlfriend's cat didn't do anything.
I'm really...
Knocks things off.
Did
the
that
goddamn...
shit come out of like fucking...
That's what all cats do.
Did it get big because of YouTube or fucking Kickstarter?
It was just the memes.
I think
it was just the memes?
It turned into an internet meme, and then the people who owned it smartly jumped on it and started pouring out that... Once that cat dies, it's going to be a sad day.
I don't know for who.
I don't know. They already made all that money.
That's true. Oh,
yeah. It doesn't belong to the cat. It belongs to them.
They should
The owner just fucking yells at it and shit when nobody's around.
He's trying to, like, breed more grumpy cats.
I don't think so.
Grumpy cat kittens? The internet's dick would fly off.
That's a good point.
Yeah, how much you think they'd pay out to whore another cat out to it, though? Like, they'd have to select a top-notch fucking cat, right?
I don't know. That cat's, like, already genetically messed up.
That's what I'm
saying.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. It's probably a recessive trait, right? I mean...
You'd have to find another one with the same fucking trait and see what you come up. That'd be like a mongoloid cat, wouldn't it? Like an eyeball on the side of the fucking head and all that shit?
I guess.
Damn, son. I don't know about that. 100 mil's not bad, though.
You think?
I think that's a nice little thing to tip your hat on, right?
That's pretty dope, actually.
Fuck it. It ain't that fucking dope. The cat is worth more than us combined.
Yeah, anything, yeah. No,
the cat's
know
worth more than, like, 90% of people combined in
that
the
cat's
world.
A one percenter.
Yeah.
Yo, that's some crazy shit. You right, son. Hashtag facts.
High end 1% too.
Well, global 1%, isn't it like $25,000 a year?
That's right, baby. We're all 1%ers. Screw you, rest of the world.
Screw you, mostly India and China.
And Africa. Don't forget about Africa.
Well, did you see that they tried to do Uber in India? Guess what happened in a fucking Uber cab in India?
Oh, yeah, they outlawed
somebody
it.
Got raped.
Well, I mean, people get raped everywhere in India.
And that's what I'm saying. Why would you fucking have an Uber cab out there?
Yeah, but they
you
did,
asking for it.
They did make Uber
illegal. That's what
illegal.
They said to the fucking lady in the cab, too, by the way. Cha-ching, son.
Why would you be what I ask is, why would you be a woman in India?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Damn.
So, all right. So, in New Delhi, it banned because of rape accusations, but they haven't banned buses.
But like, people got to get around.
I'm just saying, why is it Uber? They're not banning cabs. Like, how are you blaming just the
There's
app?
A joke in there somewhere.
No, but I'm just saying, they're not banning cabs. Like, you're just banning an app that makes it easier to find a cab. It doesn't make any sense.
In front, if you're a predator, I guess Uber's your thing out there.
If
like, they're literally calling
you. If you're a predator,
for...
you're fucking invisible and you're searching for prey.
Yeah, they didn't catch the Uber driver, I don't think,
with
right?
A fucking shoulder cannon.
That motherfucker, yeah, he just went straight invisible and just jumped back into the jungle.
He's a raping predator.
Oh, and there's. And there's jungle in India, so he'd do very well.
Yes, he would.
Much better than he did in Los Angeles in Predator 2.
Danny Glover had that ass, so you can't really compete. And Gary Busey, son, one of them was going to get you.
Oh, yeah, Busey was in it. My favorite part of Predator 2 was in the beginning when they're taking down that Colombian drug cartel. They apparently just have barrels of cocaine in the middle of downtown Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, nobody noticed it, too. It was a fashion fucking...
Yeah, and so and they're in the middle of the gunfight. And the cocaine henchmen, they like come back in from shooting with the cops, and they're all like lit up and whatnot, and they just dump their hands into the barrels of cocaine and start rubbing cocaine over their bullet wounds.
I don't know if that really works.
Let's try it out. I'm gonna get a barrel full of cocaine and a handgun, and let's shoot each other.
Word I'm up, sure, at least numb it up.
Oh hell yeah! I think it would burn a little bit at first, but then
it's a good
burn. Yeah.
So burn.
Yeah. There you go, you know Johnny. Smoke that bass, right?
Fuck yeah, why not, son? Call me bass god out here.
That was a test and you failed it.
All right, I wanted to ask you guys something. All right, you know how we always talk about how it infuriates us how many people watch terrible YouTube videos?
Oh, like the YouTube commenters?
Like haul videos. No, like just like haul, like how.
Like how to and all them bullshit.
Like the girls who just do makeup and they make like $1 million a year.
Yeah,
like that lesbian Asian woman.
Yes. But
and like there's man of them in Britain, in England. It's so gigantic in England.
Well, they look good everywhere. It helps though. But sex sells.
All right, do you think people would pay to watch those videos, or would they just wait for somebody else? Like if those people all went to a, because there's a pay service. Like YouTube is now paying bonuses to all those people who get a lot of hits to stay with YouTube, because there's like a company that has like $75 million worth of venture capital that's trying to court YouTube stars.
So do I get like what? Pew Pew Die or whatever?
Yeah. Like all that stuff. And it's going to be a, they're trying to do a subscription based service, but they figure if they get all the top YouTube people, people will pay like $5 a month.
I don't know, man. I think what works for them is the fact that the service is free.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think people would then pay?
No, man, because know why who watches these comments or videos or whatever? Children, little kids.
Yeah, but you think they're not going to pay $5 a month, though?
They're not going to fucking buy $5 a month.
You think little kids have PayPal accounts nowadays?
Not saying they don't, but I...
To tell you the truth, I wouldn't know. Maybe. Do they?
Yeah, they probably do.
I've definitely known at least a few junior high school kids with debit cards.
I bet you know junior high school kids, bro.
I have cousins. Big family.
Sure.
My family didn't all kill themselves to get away from me like yours.
Sure.
Oh, man. Look, I'm gonna, on that note.
Look, at least I'm not some guinea-wop pedophile, okay, that lies about having a family to try to just take shots at me when I uncover the fucking truth about him banging
children.
Yeah, that
was very angry, son. You got something you want to admit on a holiday?
He fucks kids. That's what he wants to admit.
Jesus, son.
He knows about their.
We're 14.
He knows about their PayPal accounts because he's dumping money in there to keep them fucking quiet.
I'm thinking like, yo, there's no such thing.
No, I'm dumping bodies to keep them quiet. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You're just dumping loads.
Mm. Yeah, into dead children bodies. It's Christmas. I mean,
You're listening to High Society Radio at HS Radio Show as a Twitter account. It says the Christmas season. We're being incredibly mean to each other, talking about pedophilia, and I think that's the main point of the show.
We got anything planned for the holiday show this year?
I guess we're going to make out with each other for a half hour.
We're going
to
make fun of Stanley for going to an ugly sweater party.
Or are you going to go with the gang and go see the Rockettes, you bitch ass?
Love the Rockettes.
Gang. Beta fang.
I see them about 4 or 5 times the Christmas season. Yeah, I'm like, yay, dance.
Have you seen the commercials for them? Yo, I think that's the last white commercial, like legit white commercial on TV.
What do you mean white commercial?
Like for the holidays? Because you know now holiday commercials, they try to mix it in and get like all the demographics in there.
Like a McDonald's commercial.
Yeah. But the fucking, that's the whitest shit I've seen in a good 2 years. I'm not mad at it. I'm like, damn, that looks like fun. I sure would like to sit in the back row.
Damn, those white people look like they're having fun.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Johnny, it was the fantasy playoffs last weekend.
Started up.
How did the High Society Radio fantasy
upset,
football
team?
Oh!
Won by 90 points. Peyton Manning, way to shit the bed, daddy. Help me out, big time. Jay Cutler actually played. I played Peyton Manning.
Jay Cutler.
Hell fucking froze over that one day.
He threw it up in the loss. He threw it up. He's great at putting up a bunch of fantasy points and losing in real life.
Yeah, at this day, you'll fucking just take Jay Cutler. He's garbage time, but fuck, he puts up some points.
But
T.Y. Hilton also saved my ass.
So, how many more weeks of fantasy playoffs are there?
Well, it's one and you're done, so I got one more game next week. If I survive another round, and then that's it.
So, now you're in the semifinals.
Yep.
And then next week, in 2 weeks is the finals of your fantasy football draft. This is exciting.
Trying to finish at least 500 or better.
No, you're trying to finish with the fucking cup so that we can say High Society Radio, greatest fantasy football team of all time.
That's nice. We.
GM.
We is nice.
GM. Bronx Johnny.
I'm just happy.
You can call me the offensive coordinator.
I'm just happy to be here, son. That's how I look at it. And I like to thank God for fucking giving Peyton Manning's fucking streak to go down
and
this
get
shit.
That fucking money. And then know what?
Yeah, that's like $300.
And then we're going to buy a bunch of base.
Fuck yeah.
Well, not
son.
That much. Not $300. We'll buy enough for an evening. An early evening.
Evening with friends, you bitch ass.
An evening with friends. Like, oh, I went to a base party. It was great.
You know what Stanley's becoming? You're like, if you want to hang, like, yo, make sure you bring a jacket. Like a nice fucking blazer, some sports jacket.
That's
you
me.
You changed, bro.
That's me. The guy who likes wearing a blazer.
The way you describe just hanging with your friends, that's what it's coming to. Like nice little bottle
what,
Chardonnay.
Drinking and sitting in a restaurant almost getting kicked out because I'm smoking a fucking vaporizer like an idiot?
Yeah, but you got a black friend now. It's like you changing, son.
I've always had black friends.
Yeah, you keeping kind of itchy, you racist motherfucker. Gotcha. White trap.
Oh, no. How do I get out of this white trap? I feel really bad about myself now.
Oh. I tried to play the PS4 last night and I forgot they got hacked. Even the PS4 got hacked.
Oh, the Sony hack went over to the video game division too.
Yeah, that shit was whack. I had old Madden and 2K rosters. I was like, I want to play this shit right now. I ain't got no real rosters.
Damn, man, that sucks.
Shit was wild. I had to wait like 2-3 hours. It was.
These North Koreans are pissed at Sony for making the interview.
They claim a non-responsibility, which is so hysterical. Like, I don't know who did it, but it was an awesome job, and they're the best hackers. That I was like, we know it was you, North Korea.
Like, hackers are supposed to be super ballers. Wait, in North Korea.
Didn't Anonymous say they were going to beef with the guys who were attacking the game, and that was like Green Lizard or some shit? Is the name
of
some other
hacker group?
That's some
stupid. That had to be some kids with that fucking name, though. It was either North Koreans or kids.
It was Farva.
Farva. He's number one.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. But not like a hacker war. Does that help anybody? Because shit gets shut down on both ends, doesn't
hack
it?
Hack the planet, Johnny. Hack the planet.
Oh, shut up.
Hack the planet.
Hack the planet!
Oh, God.
Love that goddamn movie.
That shit is the worst.
Hackers?
Yeah, it's like, unless you're stealing money or fucking valuable information, I don't give a fuck what you do. Don't interfere with my shit. I want to play some video games. Who wants to use Kevin Garnett at 87? He's a 73. That's the Kevin Garnett I want to play against. I want him dunking on me and shit.
You're making a lot of great points.
It's not even nice like that. The game is wild, son. The game is wild.
I don't know how you're going to come back from this, Johnny.
It was running when I left this morning, so it's good.
You confident about the Knicks this season?
What, to fucking lose 50 games? Yeah, I think that's going to happen. That looks real good.
50's being generous.
I feel fucking bad. Like, Phil Jackson. To be fair, that is his fucking team that he built. But I was like, damn. When they signed Carmelo, I was like, damn, you paid way too much for one fucking guy on a team with nobody. Should have fucking divvied it up or let him go and get somebody else. Start drafting. At this point, I don't think they have draft picks for another couple of years either. They're fucked, man. But yeah, still, I think number one or two in the league in ticket sales. Like, fucking price up.
Yeah, not New Yorkers are masochists.
Fucking crazy, son. Well, they owned by James Dolan. Shout out to James Dolan.
Why? He's a dick.
He gives us fucking Optimum, right? That shit is enjoyable. Some people can watch without having to pay. Right?
That's, you know, James Dolan's a good man. Gets you out of the clutch of Time Warner.
Fuck yeah, man.
Oh. Hey, you like this story, John?
What's this? Oh, the one in Florida? Yeah. I seen that.
What happened?
My boy Slick.
What 2 years ago, this guy called the NYPD Officer of the Year. Recently, he was arrested with trying to buy 10 kilos of cocaine in Florida.
Well, I read about that.
Yeah. But apparently, the police department in this town in Florida does this shit constantly.
Yeah, it's like that old Amscray fucking scam. They tell you to come on down, whatever and shit, and then they bust your ass.
The funny thing is, like, the police department in whatever Sunrise, Florida, said you'd have to be stupid to fall for this.
Mind you, cop of the year.
Because like that, wherever he got busted, is like notorious for reverse buys.
You're a fucking cop. Like, come on, you can't pick that shit up.
You think cops are overly intelligent?
I am front.
You think you'd be able to find some sneaky, figure out some sneaky cop shit though?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, fuck.
Especially the cop of the year, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it was 2 years ago. Shit done changed.
He should have been able to do some detective work, I think, and figure out what was going on.
I always thought a good hustle though, like, if you got fucking drugs in a whip, right? And you're driving out of another state, have your boy with you with a camcorder. And if you're a cop, at least, if you're a cop, have him with the camcorder. I'm like, oh, we're filming. We're doing fucking undercover work or some shit.
Why would you need a camera for that?
Well, because you could be like, yo, we're tailing these guys. We're pretending to have a buy.
If you have a badge on you and they're tossing your car for drugs, you did something to merit getting your car tossed for drugs.
Could you say you got it from the impound lot by accident? The other car broke down, and this is a loner.
I suppose you could. I don't think this guy's smart enough to think of these things.
I'm saying, like,
cop of the year.
There's got to be a way to get out of that shit. If you cop of the year, like, you couldn't come up with some shit? Like, damn.
I'll tell you, this isn't the cop of the year.
It was 2 years ago.
See, because he failed to cop, you see. It's not the cop of the year.
Oh, my God. I fucking hate you right now.
What?
Oh, I hope you go to a bar tonight and somebody just fucking bashes your skull in with a stool or some shit.
I mean, I hope so, too. I hope they just end it. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be retarded or
anything. Oh, God. Hey, you never know. Maybe you'll be worth $100 million down the fucking line. Me and Stanley will take turns owning
this
shit.
That's true, yeah. If I just get, like, a really grumpy face from getting hit in the head with a bar stool.
You'll be fucking grumpy guinea. I'll just have you on the internet.
Yeah, that's called all of Bensonhurst.
Oh.
That's called Staten Island.
I don't seem too grumpy nowadays.
Oh, the people in Staten Island are very happy. They can kill black people without any problems.
Oh, yeah. They can fucking delay you coming into work in the mornings, too.
They can re-elect congressmen with 21 felony counts.
Yeah.
That guy's great.
And he's an ex-fed, too. There you go. Another dirty cop wins. Top cop.
Oh, here's something that will infuriate you, Stanley.
I like infuriation.
All right. So there's a building right by where I work in Long Island City. And apparently they're fencing off terraces. For low-income apartments.
Wait, what do you mean fencing off? What,
like they can't use it?
Look at the size of what the terrace was. Uh-huh. And you see this fence? Yeah. After they showed the apartment, they put this fence up because it went to a low-income resident.
Oh, shit.
Then who gets to use...
window washers, apparently. It's the window washer staging area.
You know what, though? I agree
with
that.
Wait a minute, hold on. They're low-income, but they have a terrace?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I agree with
well,
that.
Well, I mean, low-income is... $2,100 for a two-bedroom.
What? What the fuck? That's actually, low income?
It's not bad, actually, for two-bedroom.
For two-bedroom, and this is a nice building. It's yeah, where they have a fitness center and everything.
That depresses the shit out of
it. And unlike there's a building in Harlem where you can't, if you're a low-income resident, you're not allowed to use the fitness center.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, poor people aren't allowed to be healthy.
That used to be the rule back in the day. You couldn't go swimming in the pool and shit if you were low income.
That's a great picture, too, on the post has of just these two...
The haves and have-nots,
these two poor assholes standing against the fence looking sad.
They look like regular, like, kind of rich white people,
They
though.
Look like they're, you know...
They look like cattle ready for the slaughter, son.
They look like plebs, okay? They look like they don't fucking belong there.
Could you imagine people, like, drop off canned goods in front of their door every morning
sure.
and shit? It's like, hey, have some whole food kernel corn and shit. Fucking uppity sons
of
bitches.
Ooh, Whole Foods. I like Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's is the shit. Don't you dare shit
I called
Trader
you
Joe's.
The other day. We were supposed to do something. You were like, I can't. I got to go to Trader Joe's. I don't remember what we were doing.
Yeah, Trader Joe's. It's like far away from my house.
Where you go? The one on 23rd Street?
There's one in Queens.
Oh, what?
There are plenty of supermarkets.
You can't call me for that either, though,
in your
right?
neighborhood.
Why would you want to go to the supermarket
with
me?
I like fucking Trader Joe's. How about that be something we do?
Next time, I'm going to call you, and we'll go together.
You're telling me you leave Astoria to go to Trader Joe's?
Yeah, there's no Trader Joe's in Astoria.
So just go to Key Food. It's right on your corner.
It's not the same fucking thing, son. You ever had pumpkin butter, bro?
Yeah, you can get pumpkin butter at Key Food.
Nah, you can't. I never seen it.
Look, there's no Key Food
near
me. There's a Food World. And,
that sounds even better.
I have a Food Bazaar at my hood.
And the
it's not a good time.
I just want a Western beef.
Yo, Western beef is the shit.
Yeah, Western beef.
Horrible, horrible.
There's a Western beef
service.
By your house. Why would you not go to Western beef?
I have word, son. You,
I've never been to a Western beef.
Dude, you
Shut
should go
the
to the one in Astoria.
Up,
the one
dude.
In Astoria is awesome.
Yo, they fucking freezer full of meat.
They sell things that isn't meat. They serve is only meat. They serve.
No, they
have
like a bunch of.
Yo, you literally
a
in a freezer. The whole most of, like 3/4 of the store is a fucking freezer.
You're talking about the one downtown.
No, the one in the Bronx is just a freezer.
The one,
go
in, the
that,
one
like,
in Queens
the
is like a nice
shit,
supermarket, and then they have like a giant walk-in box of just meat.
Looks yeah. like we're all, okay, we'll all go shopping together. You guys
you gotta
want to do that?
No. Let's go buy some meat, son.
I go to Restaurant Depot for my shopping.
Well, yeah, you get that fucking fancy restaurant manager card, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Dick sucker.
Sucker of dicks.
Yeah. That meat tastes good, right? You don't even got to pay for it, right? Oh, shit, son.
Johnny, why did you send me, like, 4 articles about Stephen Hawking?
I'm front. I just found it funny. He has a movie out, and he can't really do shit with his body.
He doesn't have a movie out.
Yeah, he has a movie out.
He can't really do shit with his body?
He can't really do shit, but they made a movie about
him.
The Stars Among Us or some shit like that. That's about his young life. I didn't even know he could.
That's got to be a difficult acting job.
I didn't even know he was, like, a fucking abled person at any point in his life. I just thought he was, like, a robot.
Yes, man.
He's, like, kind of like Krang from fucking Ninja Turtles at this point, eh? No? I'm just saying. It's got to be
Did
tough.
You see the movie?
Hell no, I ain't soft. People, fuck you mean that I see that movie?
I ain't soft.
I ain't no bitch to go see that movie. If I had a bitch, I'd go see it. Got to keep the bitches happy.
With going to see movies about Stephen Hawking.
Hell yeah. It's a romance movie, believe it or not.
Romance movie.
None of that.
Let's make that movie, me and you, right? Right, bro?
Yeah, but he fucking said, what did he say last week? Yeah, he had a big week, too. He wanted to be a Bond villain, which was hysterical. All you got to do to stop him is put some fucking stairs in front of him, and that's a wrap.
Oh, Jesus.
What? I'm not making that up. Where the fuck is he going without that machine? He can't even communicate without the machine. Smartest man in my ass. Should have built the fucking exoskeleton by now.
That's a good point.
My man's folded like a fucking bed sheet in a closet, son. You see him? It's terrible.
Yes. Stephen Hawking is disabled.
Hey, let's go find him and beat him up, right, guys?
I don't find it. Make me feel more like a man.
Didn't he throw a party? Didn't he throw a party for, like, time travelers recently, but then he sent out the invitations, like, 2 years later?
Oh, God. You fucking kidding me?
I think he did.
That does... Oh, I hate him so much.
Why?
So fuck. What has he done? Explain to me that other than he's a brilliant mind, what the fuck has he done?
You're coming off like the craziest.
What has he done?
I've
just explain to me, what has he done?
He's a scientist.
Black holes.
Who writes
he's
theories?
A theoretical physicist.
And all of his theories are 100% proof positive true, yeah?
No, they're theories you can't prove.
All right, so what the fuck? It's like making bets and they never pay off, right? Basically.
I suppose.
He's Mr. Hit or Miss guy that misses all the time.
Bronx Johnny, one man who hates Stephen Hawking.
Because he's fucking crippled. We got to like him. Like, I'm the bad guy here?
No.
I'm the fucking bad guy here because I don't like him,
son. It has nothing to do with him being disabled.
You don't have a reason to not like him.
God damn it.
You're
no.
a psychopath.
Why is he getting a fucking movie when he was able-bodied? But show me the beef, son.
So what's your fucking
Where's
movie?
Where's your legs, nigga? Oh, my face burns.
When we were watching Breaking Bad, you were mad at the son because he ain't he need no sticks.
Stephen Hawking
needs more
than sticks.
I'm going to tell you right now.
You're terrible.
My uncle has MS. He needs a wheelchair and all the sticks. I crack jokes. He laughs. Guess why? He can't do anything else but laugh.
Stephen Hawking has a good sense of humor. He's been on like 10 episodes of The Simpsons.
Won't walk in any of them. That kind of sucks, too. Even your animated body can't fucking walk.
He's playing one of them had a helicopter. He could fly away.
Yeah. Nah, but on some real shit, I do give him credit. Like, he's a brave dude and shit. But, like...
You
what
just
is
were bashing him for being having just, ALS or whatever it is.
No, no, but why does he get a movie? There are a lot more people that are worse off than him that should have gotten a movie.
Like who? Name me three people.
Name me one famous person in a wheelchair.
Christopher Reeves. They made a movie about
him. There you go. Awesome.
They
Perfect.
Made a movie about him.
Solomon Burke was in a wheelchair before he died.
Larry Flint.
They made a movie about him, too. About
there you go.
So running Those out of wheelchair, guys. Motherfuckers. He's going last.
Yeah, but he hadn't done shit.
He waited his turn.
All he's doing is giving you ideas on shit. Everybody does that. What the fuck's so special about that? Explain that to me, please.
He's got math to back them up.
So that they're not theories and they're possibilities at best.
They're postulates.
Ain't proving shit to me, dog. He's taken away from Neil deGrasse Tyson and shit. That's how I see it.
Neil deGrasse Tyson Grassy, did you just call
him?
Is
that his name? No? I don't fucking know his name. Is it Tyson, right? Tyson Grassy?
This is the worst show that we've ever done. This, I'm sad.
The brother. The brother scientist.
The brother scientist.
Who's the brother scientist's name?
Wait
God damn it.
Mike Tyson was on Degrassi?
Sam Jackson from Jurassic Park?
The dude's a good guy. I like him.
Sam Jackson, yeah, he's dope.
He's all right. He's a bit of an asshole to deal with personally, but he's all right. But the brother scientist is a good dude. He used to fucking wrestle. He was mad buff and shit. He looked like the leader of the Crips for a little while. He was a brolic motherfucker.
I bet you like ripped dudes, huh?
Oh, yeah. Why not, bro?
Oh, God.
I'll fucking hold your jacket in a fight.
So
uncomfortable.
You like Neil Tyson deGrasse or whatever you called him.
Yeah.
The brother scientist.
There you go. I don't fucking know his name. Go fuck yourselves.
And you hate Stephen Hawking.
I just hate the fact he got a movie for nothing.
But you know Neil deGrasse Tyson is also a theoretical physicist, and he got a TV show.
But he proves shit. I've seen him prove shit. Shit about dinosaurs. You seen his show? Shit about... I was like, oh, I didn't prove any of that.
It
was on TV. I seen the fucking graphics. That shit was real. Let Stephen Hawking do some shit with graphics. Oh, that's right. He can't.
Good point. That's a good point.
To be fair, I don't have any problems with wheelchair people. I'm just realizing that's how it might have come off.
It absolutely came off.
It might have come off
that way.
That
you think that handicapped people are useless. That's no, exactly
are less than.
I've got mad handicapped friends, bro. I can't even name them as how many fucking I got. Hanging out and shit. I help them up and down the stairs. I don't judge. Good for them.
What's there to judge?
That's what I'm saying. I don't even look at it that way. Thank you for pointing that out. Awesome sauce.
I feel very uncomfortable. Right now.
We're ending the show. I guess forever.
Do we do the whole show?
Yeah. We're done.
Oh, I didn't even get to tell you guys about the Mormon pornography sites.
What? What do they do?
It's just like,
I just see two dudes on there. Well, you watching gay porn?
This is a girl.
Yeah, but not the first to pick.
Well, there's a website.
There's a dude yanking his tie.
Yeah, there's a lesbian Mormon porn site and a gay Mormon porn
site. Let me guess which one's the first one you saw, Jack.
It's the one at the top of this article.
Yeah, you went to the site and everything.
Yeah, I had to go check it out. I wanted to bring it to the show, you know?
So is it all orgies?
I didn't realize we were going to just come in and just spew hate
Shut
for an hour.
Shut the fuck up. That was all fun and games. Do you like to play on the show? Fun and games.
Hope so.
Otherwise. Definitely. I went out with a girl in a wheelchair before. I don't even know why I got to justify this shit.
How was she?
Did you try to get a refund at the movie theater because she wasn't using one of their seats?
I didn't even make that joke. That's inappropriate. She was a good person.
Well, that was from Saved by the Bell, which was fiction, just like your wheelchair girlfriend.
I had a wheelchair girlfriend.
Stop lying.
That is a blatant lie. There's no way that neither of us have ever heard about your wheelchair girlfriend.
I didn't bring it up because it's a sense of...
She was my girlfriend at camp.
There you go.
She was my wheelchair girlfriend. You guys don't
know
her.
I went to camp.
She lives somewhere else. Whatever, jail, whatever.
Oh, man. Got mad wheelchair friends. I don't need to justify myself on this show.
So you just hate physics?
I just hate that one dude for getting a movie. I don't even hate him as a person. If I saw him, I'd buy him some, like, fucking shredded steak from a blender or whatever he eats.
What the fuck?
Whatever.
You could have easily segued into Mormon porn.
Yeah, well.
You've been listening to High Society Radio.
Now I feel horrible about myself.
Go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/High Society Radio.
And just so you know, I won't be giving the bigot, Bronx Johnny, any of that money.
Don't you do it. He doesn't deserve any. No monies.
God knows I've helped people into chairs in my lifetime.
You're a bad person.
Not at all. I see that guy every day. He shits out of bag. Good for him. You don't got to fucking wait in line to shit, right? Oh.
Guess not.
You guys are pieces of shit. You could have stopped me at any point during that fucking rant.
I don't understand how it's our job to stop you.
Could have just said, hey, man, relax.
Johnny, you were shocking and jocking today.
I might fucking just lose some friends over this shit right now.
You lost two. Yeah. Right here. Now you're never going to get to come to brunch with me.
Is Zito free next week?
I'll invite him out.
Oh, man. Can we just, like...
No, that's it.
Edit the entire show?
No, we're out of here. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Don't even talk on our show. Chris from Brooklyn.